Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. There is a way around the nerves. You become the effect of that which you resist. It will definitely show in your voice if you resist it. So you have to actually force it out of yourself and go, you know what? I need to be way more nervous. I'm not nearly nervous enough. My hands aren't nearly sweaty enough. Force it out of yourself. It's kind of like this. It's how I discovered this. And it was when I first started, you know, making the rounds as an adult, you know, and I'm going on my own. And I found myself meeting with a lot of agents and stuff like that, and casting directors and stuff. And I was going, well, I'd already been a producer. I'd been producing for 4 years at this stage, too. Yet this was not my, I mean, they were totally different worlds, and I always kept them separate. Here's church, here's state, you know. And, you know, I wanted to be known as an actor in those circles, and I wanted to be known as a producer in the other. So why confuse the issue? And it's funny, once I got in there with the casting directors, they went, she kills me every time I see her. My heart breaks every time I see you. And it's like, because I do a lot of drama, you know, and I could do dramatic. And the other ones would go, yeah, I know. She kills me. She cracks me up. Cracks you up? What do you mean? And I was at a function where casting directors, and there was like four of them all congealed. And they went, I know. Two of them knew me as comedy and two of them knew me as dramatic. And I went, whoop, gotta go. See you later, you know, because I didn't know how to maneuver that. I was too young to really kind of wrap my head around it. And I thought, I'm just going to let you guys fight it out and duke it out, whatever. And some of them saw me as, oh, no, she does great comedy. She does? You know, I was Second City and all that, you know. And I was, yeah, no, I've seen her only in All My Sons and, you know, Inherit the Wind and, you know, Iceman Cometh. Are you kidding me? Really? She does that too? Yes, yes, yes. You know, so it was like, wow, holy, I didn't know that, you know, and this kind of stuff. So I kind of,
She's amazing.
But it can confuse the issue, you know what I mean? And that's what I wasn't really aware of how to navigate. But anyhow, back to nerves for a minute. Okay. Point is that when I first started going out and looking at all this stuff, I found myself doing, you know, I was super nervous. And I mean, I was literally shaking like a leaf and I'm thinking, oh, this isn't good. And what I had just come from was Second City where, I mean, I would break every time. I mean, you're 2 inches away, you know, your nose is 2 inches away from some of the funniest people on the planet. Okay. No kidding. And they go, freeze. And it's like, oh, my God, and I would die laughing. And our coach was like, that's it, McClanahan, stop breaking. This is not the Carol Burnett show, you know. I'm going, I know, but did you see what he did? And I'm like, I don't care, you know. So it kind of got to this point, and he said, all right, that's it. I was breaking for like probably 3 months straight. No kidding. I was just, you know, this is not for your entertainment. Kind of is. I think it's kind of, you got to entertain yourself. If you don't, you're not going to find your audience. So I think you do have to kind of entertain yourself to some extent. Not for nothing. It's got to be stuff that you're interested in and you like and all that kind of stuff. You can't do something that's completely, oh, well, I hate it. Oh, well, it shows, dummy. You know what I mean? Really? You know, it's got to be something you enjoy as well to a great extent. That's the stuff you thrive in, you know? So I do think you do have to entertain yourself. So I beg to differ on that one. But anyway, so he says, all right, that's it. You know, if you break, it was a Saturday, and he goes, between now and Tuesday, if you break again, if you start cracking up again, you're off the team. And we had Martin Short and Catherine O'Hara come in the following Saturday. I go, yeah, but he goes, I don't care. And I go, well, how do you do it? And he goes, I don't know, figure it out. Figure it out. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how to do this. Stop breaking, and I've been doing it nonstop. And again, form of conditioning, you know, I was kind of, I made a habit out of it. So I kept thinking, what am I telling myself just before I break? And what I was telling myself was, don't laugh. Don't laugh, which makes you kind of crack up a little bit, you know? So I thought, oh no, I gotta tell myself that.
You're fighting it, the
laughing. Right.
But if you
and
say,
I thought, wow. Well, it's just like in real life, you know, when you tell yourself, don't cry, and you start bawling, you know? And you hear a lot of actors saying, oh, I have a tough time crying. It's like, I can't really cry. I don't know. It's not coming right now. I don't know why. It's because you're trying to force yourself to cry rather than resisting it. You become the effect of that which you resist.
Uh-huh.
So I found myself going, okay, laugh. Laugh, clown, laugh. Force it out of yourself. Force the laughter out of yourself. And guess what? It stops it. You can't laugh. It's not funny. It's like, that's funny. Laugh. Laugh now. Laugh. You can't do it. You can't really do it. It's fake. You know what I mean? So the whole thing deadens right there, right? Huh. It seems forced. It seems fake. I thought, wow, that's fantastic, right? And I thought, geez, I got to use it. So sure enough, it worked every single time. He goes, yeah, not good enough. Let's see if it goes till Saturday, you know. But I never did again. He goes, I don't know what you did, but keep doing it. And that's what I was doing. I was trying to force myself to laugh, and I couldn't. Okay. So I was like, laugh, laugh, clown, laugh.
So force yourself to be
and
hurt.
It actually was great because it got that tension out of my way. You know, I wasn't resisting it. I was embracing it, going, laugh, clown, laugh, laugh, laugh your fool head off. And it was like, there's nothing funnier than someone who takes themselves too seriously. There's nothing funnier than that. I mean, it's just kind of hilarious. What's your favorite shows? What do you watch? Because you're going to get pop culture references for auditions. They're going to say, well, it's kind of like so-and-so from this show, you know, and you'll go, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, great. Okay. I know exactly who you're talking about. Great. But anyhow, so I started doing this. I thought, geez, I wonder if that works for nerves. So I started, instead of resisting the nervous energy, I embraced it and just told myself, I need to be way more nervous. I need, you know, force. I need to be way more nervous. My hand needs to shake way more. So
permission to do it,
right?
And then
it just
gets,
it actually does, because then you're sitting on top of all this huge engine of energy that you can tap into and use for the performance. It's really kind of cool. I've never seen it not work if you actually give yourself the command to allow yourself to be nervous instead of resisting it, because that's what works. It's an amazing thing. This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.